Fine, so we are on Daf Hey Amad Aleph, and we are about, I don't know, about, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, about 15 lines down, Amar Rabbi Abba. Amar Rabbi Abba. And let's just remind ourselves where we're holding. So Daf Dalam Amad Beis, the Gemara asked the question. The Gemara said, I don't understand the whole premise of the Mishnah. I mean, this Mishnah tells us about Haitzah and Hachnasah, Balabayis, Ani, and so on. And the way, the method in which the Haitzah and Hachnasah are done is from a person using their hand, lifting up an item, and putting it in the hand of either the Balabayis or the Ani. So the Gemara's Kasha was, what do you mean you need to have an Akira and a Hanacha on a makam dalad al dalad v'leka? It has to be four tvachim by four tvachim in order for it to be considered to be an akira or hanacha. Tesla says that's mistama, what was found in the Mishkan. And we know when it comes to melechas haitzah, as we mentioned in Tesla and Daf Beis and Aleph, that haitzah is a melacha gerua. We're limited to that which we found in the Mishkan, and therefore, in order to do an akira or a hanacha, you need to have a makam dalad al dalad, and one's hand is not dalad al dalad v'leka. So originally we thought, well, maybe the Tana of the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't require dalad al dalad, and we were madcha that. Then we said, well, maybe it's Rabbi, and we were madcha that also. And then we said, well, maybe it's going like the Acherim, and we were madcha that also. So now we're holding by Amar Rabbi Abba. Again, trying to understand who is the Tana of the Mishnah, which seemingly doesn't require a makam dalad because it's in your hand. So Reb Abba comes along and makes a new kimta. Amar Rebbe Abba. He says, Masnisen she'akre, the Bach says, she'akre mitraskel, v'ne'echal gabitraskel. Meaning, we'll make a new kimta, and we will say that the cases of the Mishnah, even though it speaks about one's hand, it's actually in a traskel. Rashi says a sal. So the basket is going to have a sheer dalad al dalad. And that's the way we'll be miyashiv this kasha. The kasha was, there's no makam dalad al dalad. Okay, there is, because even though it says yad, it's referring to a traskel, and a traskel is a basket which has a dalad al dalad, and therefore we're good to go. Vikanami hanacha, therefore there will be a hanacha, a basket. Frag the Gemara, 1 second, v'ha yadik toni, but it doesn't say traskel, it says his hand. Tani, traskel shall be yadim. So let's say that the Mishnah does say traskel shall be yadim. Gemara in a minute is not going to like this. But at this stage we're going to say, we'll learn that the Mishnah actually should say traskel shall be yadim. Frag the Gemara kash. Artenach traskel b'shus ha-yachid. Remember we have two cases over here where you go from rabbim to yachid and yachid to rabbim. So I understand if you go from rabbim to yachid, so there can be a case where you place something, instead of placing in the Balabais' hand, which is not dalad al dalad, you place it in the traskel shebiyade. Good. El traskel shebrishus harabim. Let's think about this for a moment. The Balabais is in Rishus Yachid, and he sticks out his arm, and he places it into a traskel, which is in the Rishus harabim. And we would like him to be chayiv for hoitzah, but he's gone from Yachid to Rabim. But he's placed it in something which has the dimensions of Dalad al-Dalad. Well, 1 second, couldn't that in and of itself be a Rishus HaYachid? In which case, he's gone from Yachid to Yachid. So, Frag the Gemara, Latraskel, Shib Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. That itself is considered to be a Rishus HaYachid. Says the Gemara, Lema, Deleikar, Biesi, Rebiuda, are we going to say, if so, that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, Amen. No, it's Kana Brishas Arabim. Ubereishai Traskel. So you have over here just a beam. You've got a pole. You've got a Kana, which is not Dalad al Dalad. And at the top, it's got a Traskel, which is Dalad al Dalad. So the question is that considered that I placed it in Rishas Yachid? Do I say, well, you need to have Dalad al Dalad all the way down? Or is it sufficient that you have some landing, some platform, which is dalad al dalad lamala? Says Rabbi Yisrael Review. The Nods Kana Brishus Arabim Uberoy Sheitraskel Zorak V'Nachal Gabav Chayiv. You're Chayiv. You are Chayiv. So are we suggesting now that if we're making the Ukimta, that our Mishnah, which speaks about the Haitzah, that the Balabais takes the Chayiv, it's from Rishus Yachad, sticks his arm into the Rosh Hashanah and places it on a basket in the Rosh Hashanah, and we want to be mechayivim for Hitzah, the Chayra, why? That's, it's going into a Rosh Hashanah. Let's see a couple of Rashis over here. Oh, that's going to be excellent. That's going to be the point over here. At this stage, the Gemara hasn't been nachas to tell us exactly how high it is, but the Gemara, is assuming that to the extent that the Balabais is reaching over, it's probably arm's length, and it's going to be Lamala Miyud. And if it's Lamala Miyud, therefore it has the requisite shear to be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Lema Masnis, and Rashi about 15 lines down. Lema Masnis, and Delei Chashiv Le Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Delei Krabi Yisib Rabbi Yudah. Because what was the case? Zarg Mishas Arabim. Venach Al Gabov Chayiv. So you throw him from Rosh Hashanah Arabim into a traskel within the Rosh Hashanah Arabim. And he says, Chayiv Ad Apple Gav Delamata Lehavi Kana Roch of Dalad. This reed, this pole, doesn't have Dalad Al Dalad. Hoyalu Bereshi Arba. Aminu Godachis Mechitza. The Havi Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gomor. So we look at the platform, the area up above, which is Dalad al Dalad, as if the walls come down, and therefore it's considered like you placed it on a Makam Dalad al Dalad. So that is the Gemara's Kasha. So L'chaira, for you to say that the Balabais is higher, that he did a Hitzah in the Rosh Hashanah when he's placing it on a Traskel, that's not like Rabbi Yisrael Rebuta, because he would say that's considered to be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So now the Gemara says no. The Gemara says no. May the case of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is when the traskel is above 10. The case of our Mishnah is when it is lamata miyud. It's less than 10. So let's just stop for a second and just make sure we have this clear. So we're saying, what are we suggesting now? We want to know, what is the case of Hitzah in our Mishnah? The Baal HaBayis is in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. He takes the chayfitz, he's oikrit from Rosh Hashanah Yachid, stretches his arm across, lamata mi asaret fachim, and places it on a traskel. Why do we need a traskel? Because this way it's a makam dalad al dalad, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, because it is lamata mi yud. So in theory, we're good to go. Comes on Tesis and asks a very important kasha, and tells us a very important answer, which is going to come up several places. Frank Tesis, kan lamata mi yud, vim taima. Nehi Rosh Hashanah Yachid lehavi, because it's less than 10. Rosh Hashanah Rabim nami lehavo. Elike Carmelis. Kamoi, Omad Gavoya Shlesha, Varachav Dalad. Vamai Chayiv. Once something is lemala migimel tvachim, so it's no longer Bechlal Lovud, and it's Dalad al Dalad, it's no longer bottle to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and it's considered to be a Carmelis. And again, we're trying to find the case where the Balabais is Chayiv Midyaraisa for doing an act of Hitzah. He's gone from Yachid to Rabim. What's the case? A basket, which is at least 3 tefachim high, let's say it's 5 tefachim high, and it's 4 by 4, and we're saying he's Chayiv for doing Hitzah. But ask places, why is that considered to be Rosh Hashanah Rabim? That's a Carmelis. And therefore you're going from Yachid to a Carmelis. And there's no chiyuv chatas for that. Says Tesis v'Yishleimer de Ein Carmelis v'Kelim. This is an important klal, and we'll see more about this later on. There is no concept of a Carmelis when we are dining on a keli. A keli is not a Carmelis for whatever reason. We'll see later on exactly why and what's the reason behind it. But for now, just for legavi pashup shat, there's no musig of a Carmelis. The kelim kamishu v'Yish Rashi lekamon, and so on. Fine, that's just in pshat, something which is important over here, and therefore, just one thing, just parenthetically, just something to bear in mind, and we're going to see it's Machlekes Rashi and Tesis and his big nafkaminas. Again, we haven't really spoken properly about Ein Carmelis B'Kelim, but just Muskel Rishon. For whatever reason, there's no concept of a Carmelis when it comes to a Keli. So you have a Keli in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which is at least 3 high, let's say it's 4 or 5 Tzvachim high, and it's 4 by 4, No, there's no Carmelis B'Kelim. There's no Carmelis B'Kelim. So what is it? So you have 2 options. Either it's Rosh Hashanah Rabim, meaning I'm not mischashiv with you at all in your Rosh Hashanah, or we'll say it's a Makam Patur. It's a Makam Patur because it's not really shayich to that Rosh Hashanah. For whatever reason, it's lacking the dinim which are necessary in order to be magdirit as a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, because it's got the shirim and dimension of a Carmelis. punkt, it happens to be that ein kamus bekelim. So do we say now, okay, ein kamus bekelim, and therefore it reverts back, and it's rishus rabim, which in theory is what this Gemara is saying, that when you think about it, that's really what the Gemara is doing. But the Gemara is saying, he put it in the balabais, stretched his arm across, into the rishus rabim, placed it on a basket, and he's going to be chayiv for putting in the rishus rabim, right? Because it's lamatan yud. So it seems to be, just bear this in mind, it seems to be we have a Gemara mufreshes and daf hey, which tells us when we say ein kamus bekelim, it just reverts back to being rishus rabim. Rashi is going to say it's a mokum p'tur. And the question is, what does Rashi do with this Gemara? This is Rav Kivega, but al kaponim, this is one of the first places where we have this concept of ein kamus bekelim. But again, just going back, pashav shat, so we know what is the case of the Mishnah, haitzav ba'abayis, he stretches his arm out into the rishus rabim, places the item in a trasko, which is 4x4, but it is lamata miyud, and then it's considered like it is a haitzah in the rishus rabim. That is the ukimta, which the Gemara is suggesting right now. Good, so it is lamata miyud. Freg the Gemara, kasha le lerebi avoyu. Mi k'tani traskel shebiyadei, I don't like this answer. Tani traskel shebiyadei. Just, you know, make an amendment on the very first Mishnah, and then saying that the Mishnah should read traskel shebiyadei. It doesn't say that. We know it's always a dochuk to try and add in words in Mishnahis. So Rabbi Avoy is not happy with that. Hayadei k'tani. But listen to the Okimta, which Rabbi Avoy suggests, which also seems to be quite dochuk. Elam Rabbi Avoyu Kagoin Shishil Shel Yodoy Lamata Migimol Vikibla. So what's the case? Again, we need it to be that it's on a Makam Dalad al Dalad, and we need it to be that it's in the Rishus Rabim. So says Rabbi Avoyu, the case will be he takes his hand and he goes and he puts his hand Lamata Migimol. So Lamata Migimol, it's Kalavad Dami. It's like it's on, and it's like it's on the ground. It's like it's on the ground. So that is the way, meaning Rabbi Avoyu is willing to be sovel, a dochuk de kapshat, but at least not to be mevater on the words of the Mishnah. You know, often you find machlekes Abai and Rava that will ask a kash on the Mishnah, and Abai will say, Tni X. Change the lush in the Mishnah and say something. And Rav will say, Li'aylam, it says like it says. And you know what the pshat is? And we'll say a pshat which is not necessarily so gevaldic, but at least you don't have to go ahead and be madchik lashna mishnah. So Rabbi Avoy seems to be doing the same thing over here. Don't tell me it says traskel shabir. It says yodei. And then I'll say the case is where, and it is quite funny, the balabai, you know, he goes ahead and he kind of brings it into a place, which is lamata migimel. That's what we'll say. Frag the Gemara, one second. How can you even do that? V'ha oimed ketani. The cases of the Mishnah speak about where the balabai says oimed bifnim, or the ani is oimed bachutz, and they're moving the arms back and forth. So how can you be at the same time be oimed standing up and be lamata migimel? It just doesn't work. How can you ever have such a situation? What's that?
To go down.
I'm saying if I'm standing up like this and my hand is like this, it's never going to be lamata migimel unless I'm a midget, which is going to be one of the answers of the Gemara. So the Gemara gives a couple of answers. The Gemara says b'shoicha. So we'll say he's standing, but he's bent over. So if you're standing up and you're bending over, then you can go lemata migimel. That's one answer. V'yibrisema beguma. The fellow is standing in a pit. If he's standing in a pit, so then it's possible that he is lower down. So that when he is lower down in the pit, when his hand is going to be lemata migimel. V'yibrisema benanas. Well, we'll say we're speaking about a midget. So the point is, Rabbi Avoyu says, this way, Baruch Hashem, I was zeicha to be miyasha, the Mishnah, and we don't have to say traskel shabi yodei, it's yodei, and we'll say, no, kim to where it's possible that his hand is lamata migimel. Once his hand is lamata migimel, then it's considered to be, like Rashi says, lamata migimel, dahavya kekarka. It's considered to be like it is on the ground. You just look at the taste as beguma, important tasis. Tasis is begumon. So again, let's think over here for a second. The fellow's standing in a pit. He's standing in a pit, so his feet are down beneath the level of the Rishah. Here's the Rishah Sarab. I mean, he's standing over here, so that his hand is up here. But when he's standing in the pit, is that considered that he's standing in the Rishah Sarab? He's in a pit. Is that called that he's in the Rishah Sarab? Says Tasis, Tarch Lefayish, Beguma, Shehi Rishah Sarab. We'll have to say, we'll make an ukimta, and we'll say it's a pit, which is halachically deemed as a rishus harabim. V'yazoy, kagoyin, sharabim mishtamshim bo. We're going to see later on that in order for a pit, the Gemara later on is going to tell us what's the din of a guma and what's the din of an omud. Can you have little things which are in the Rishus Arabim? Could it still be considered to be part of the Rishus Arabim? So we'll say it's a pit which the Rabim are mishtamish with, and therefore that guma is considered to be a Rishus Arabim in its own right. But if that pit is not actually considered to be a Rishus Arabim, Kevin Shaguf Hisham, Yodai, Shipshuta Rishus Arabim, Leyavik Rishus Arabim, Debasa Gufa Garu, Avavishvila Mata Begimel, Kevin the Sava Eged Yad Shme Eged, Kedaprecious. Whatever, Taisa says, you're going to have to say Bekitsa, we have to say that the pit itself is considered to be a Rishus Arabim in order to make this Ukimta work. So far we have one of three Ukimtas, one of three answers. The basic answer of Rabbi Avayu is that his hand is lamato. It's within Gimel, and therefore it's Kalav Adam, and therefore it's considered to be that it is on the ground. How is that possible? Either we'll say because he bent over, or we'll say he's standing in a pit, or we'll say the fellow is a midget. The problem with it is what Rava asks. Amar Rava, Ich Poltana Lashmin and Kolhani. I mean, yeah, the first Mishnah in Shabbos, you know, Shtaim Shem Yitzias Shabbos, Shtaim Shem Arba Bifnim, Shtaim Shem Arba Machutz, Ketzad. It's all this was necessary to teach us such a funny case where a guy's bent over and his hand is on the ground, or he's in a pit, or he's a midget. You know, that's a little bit difficult. Rashi says, Ich Poltana Torah Hatana Bachol Zeis. Such unusual, extraordinary cases. Listen, they poshet kanaf big day lifnim. I want to say a better case where just, you know, like we mentioned last time, where he's able to be makabel the item on his garment as opposed to a midget or someone standing in the pit. Seems a very strange thing. Comes on Rava with the maskana of the Gemara. Says the Gemara. El Amar Rava, Yodei Shal Adam Chashuv Alei Kedalad Al Dalad. V'chinki Yazar Rava Nam Rabbi Yechman, Yodei Shal Adam Chashuv Alei Kedalad Al Dalad. A person's hand is considered to be like Dalad Al Dalad. So the whole premise of Akasha was, you need to have a Mokim Dalad Al Dalad, and there's no Mokim Dalad Al Dalad, and therefore it doesn't work, and how can you be Mechuyiv? Says Rava, says Rabbi Yochanan, a person's hand is like the Dalad Al Dalad. Says the Rambam, well, that's the whole kasha. It's not Dalad Al Dalad. We're saying it's considered to be like Dalad Al Dalad. Says the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. What's the pshat? Very poshit. Very poshit. I mean, remember, Taisa said, what's the pshat? He said that in the kasha, the most kasha was, you need to do an akir and hanacha from the makam dalad al dalad. Taisa said, because it's not the derech for a person to place something on an area which is less than dalad and dalad. It's, you know, it's balanced in a precarious manner. It's a small, narrow thing. You're not going to put your item down on it. It might fall. Says the Rambam, and also the mistaber ma'od, ulethi. Sheyad ha'odam yanichu bayachafotzim hagedolim. Meaning it makes up because of its agility and its dexterity in its size. So it might be small, it might be, you know, one tefach by a tefach and a half, whatever it is, but because you're able to do, you're able to, it's very agile, you're able to hold big items very, very securely in your hand. So therefore, that says the Rambam, Pesach Mishnayis, that's pshat in Rava, that's pshat in Rav Yechanan, that Yodei Shel Adam Chashuv Alei Kedalad Al Dalad, because it makes up with its agility what it's lacking in its size. That is the maskana of the Gemara. Good. So now the Gemara says like this. Amar Rabbi Abin, Amar Rabbi Loi, Amar Rabbi Yechon. So remember, Rabbi Yechon just told us, like Rava, that Yad Yishol Adam is Chashuv Alei Kedalad Al Dalad. We have another name, Rabbi Yechon, who says, Zorak Chifetz V'nach B'seich Yad Yishol Chaveri Chayiv. Reuven throws an item and Shimon catches it. we said Reuben is chayiv. And if you recall, we said the reason why Reuben is chayiv is because being that Shimon did not jump and intercept it in a different place than where it was destined to drop, so it would have dropped there anyway, so he happened to grab it, but that's considered to be Reuven's Akira and Reuven's Hanacha. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. That, Zarek Chayvitz Anach, Vasev Yadish Chavir Chayv, Frag the Gemara, Mike Kamashman, Yadish Ladam Chashuv Aleka Dalad Al Dalad, is that your Chavish Rabbi Yochanan? Varm Rabbi Yochanan Chadazim, he just told that to us a minute ago. So why do you need to give us again another case that if Reuven throws it, Shimon catches it? Says the Gemara, now that Tehimahani Mirehechad Achshiva Hu Liyadei, I might have thought that when is a person's hand considered to be Dalad Al Dalad, if I am Machshiv it? Avalhechad Ale Achshiva Hu Liyadei, Eimaloi, Kamash Malan. But in a situation where we had yet to see that someone has been Machshiv the Yad to be a Machim Dalad Al Dalad, perhaps we don't automatically assume that it's got the mile of Dalad al Dalad. Kamash on the second member of Rabbi Yochanan. And then in all cases, we say so. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Heichad Achshavi ze ha'isa malacha niskaven l'sita liyad chavera kimas nisen. So I intend, and I'm looking at my friend's hand. I'm looking at the Balabais' hand, and I think, right, I'm going to put it in the Balabais' hand. Then in such a case, it's going to have the chashivas of a Machim Dalad. However, meaning just went by itself. Meaning, Reuven is chucking a ball. He thinks he's just going to throw the ball from A to B. It happens to be that Shimon is standing there, and Shimon just catches it in place. But when Reuven threw the ball, he was unaware that Shimon was going to be there to catch it. He didn't see, I don't know, whatever the case was. So when Reuven was never a machshiv, the yad of Shimon, maybe in such a case we don't say that it's got a chashivas of dalat al dalat. Kamashman Rabbi Yochanan, even in the case where he wasn't machshivit, the etzim we will always say, yadei shel adam chashuv aleka dalat al dalat. So therefore we have now two memories of Rabbi Yochanan. And we'll ask the obvious question in a second. Two memories of Rabbi Yochanan. Statement number one. Yodi shall adam chashuv le kedalad al dalad in a case where you are machshavit. Statement number two of Rabbi Yochanan, Yodi shall adam chashuv le kedalad al dalad even if you are not machshavit. So the obvious question is, why do you need both cases for? Just tell me the second case, even when you're not machshavit. So Azefrit Tesis, Tesis says, Hani Mili, Heyachad achshavit le yodi vim temer vele mahach vele yayig le'el. Just tell me that. V'yishlema da'avim in a dafka le'inyan hanacha chashuva kedalad al dalad aval inyan akira loy. As we mentioned in the previous sigya, we thought that maybe this whole concept that you need to have a machim dalad al dalad, a couple of times the Gemara said, oh, maybe that's only for the beginning of the malacha. Meaning we mentioned malacha seitzah, or malacha sachnas has got two components, akira and hanacha. And we said, if you really want to get the ball rolling and be maschil this malacha, you need to do an akira from a makam dalad al dalad. Maybe when it comes to just the hashlama, the completion, the gemar of the malacha, maybe notwithstanding your ha'ara, maybe there was makam to say that you don't need as much. You don't need as much. So says Tesis, we might have said a similar thing over here, hence the necessity of two members of Rabbi Yochanan. Fine, good. Al-Kobanim, that was this big kasha. You need to have a makam dalad al dalad. Maskana the Gemara is yadei shel adam chashuv aleka dalad al dalad. Good. Zog the Gemara vayta. Amr Rabbi Avin, Amr Rabbi Eloi, Amr Rabbi Yechon. We're gonna have a few memories of Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Eloi, b'shem Rabbi Yechon. Amad ibn teimer v'kibel chayiv. Akar mim keimer v'kibel pata. So we had this before. Reuven throws to Shimon. It lands in Shimon's hands. Reuven is chayiv. We said the reason why is because it would have landed in that place anyway. So Mali, if it lands by his legs on the ground, if it lands in his hands, that's considered to be Reuven's Maisa. Whereas, if Shimon is Akar Mimkoima, he jumps and he intercepts the pass. That is Akar Mimkoima, but often that, now the place where it's Nach was not the place that it originally was destined to land, now we say Reuven is going to be Potter. Akar Mimkoima, Mekibel is Potter. Tanya,
Shimon has to know it's Reuven.
The Shimon, again, Shimon is one who catches it.
So for example, if you realize you've got something in your pocket on Shabbos,
right,
and you put it down, and then someone comes and picks it up on Shabbos.
I mean, in that case, that wouldn't make a difference. If a person goes and picks up an item and there was just a rabbin, that wouldn't make any difference. Like the history as to where we're going to see in the Tosfos, we're going to actually in the Gemara in a minute, an interesting thing which is related to that. Very interesting. We'll see. So Gemara says like this: Tanya Nami Achi.
But Reuven's kavana was not that Shimon should jump up and catch it.
And Achlami, and Reuven's going to be part in that case. Reuven's going to be part of it. At the end of the day, Reuven's Maisa is incomplete. Reuven wanted to do an Akira from place A, and Hanach in place B, and it was not Nach in place B, and we ended up being Nach in place C, so Reuven's Potter. Says the Gemara, Danyan Ami Achir, Mayim Amad Mekim of the Kibel, Chayv, Akim Mekim of the Kibel Potter. Boy, Rabbi Yechanan, Klaas Rabbi Yechanan, Interessante Shaila, Zorak Chayvitz, V'nekar Hu Min Koimoy, V'chozar V'kibloy Mahu. Fascinating Shaila. Reuven throws an item, and then Reuven runs and jumps, and he himself catches it and intercepts it. So, Zorak Chayvetz V'nekar Hu Mimkayim V'kibli Mao. Says the Gemara, Maikim Iboile. What is the Shaila? Look at the way Rashi learns this, about 12 lines in the bottom. Maikim Iboile. Mai Sveika Ika Me'ezatama Yiftor. Ha'ava Dekir V'anacha. Meaning, Reuven, you can sometimes do this. You know, I used to do this when I was at the beach. You'd throw a frisbee into the wind and catch it yourself. A lot of fun, yeah? What's that?
Boomerang.
Boomerang, yeah? So yeah, you throw satay. Rashi says, like, Rashi's explaining the question. What's the shayla? I mean, you threw it, and you caught it. You did an akira, and you did a hanacha. So why would we think that you should be potter? Amar v'adabra avo, shnei koichis ba'adam echad kami boilei. The shaila is, if one person does two distinct koiches, we'll see in a minute what this means, that's the shaila. Shnei koiches ba'adam echad, ka'adam echad dami v'chayiv, a'idilma k'shnei b'nei adam dami upata. Meaning, usually when a person throws an item, usually Reuven throws to Shimon. So Reuven throws, Shimon catches. And in that case, Reuven's always going to be potter. I mean, or not necessarily in a case where Shimon has to go and intercept, then Reuven will be potter. If Reuven throws and Shimon jumps and intercepts, so then Reuven's going to be potter. So here when you have one person who did that, he threw and then he jumps and he chaps it in midair, so is that considered to be like a Reuven and Shimon situation, in which case Reuven would be potter because it was intercepted in mid-flight? Or do we say it's the same person? I mean, the same person, we don't really look at interceptions copy you yourself, and it's considered to be all like one person. And therefore, it's like you did the Akira and you did the Hanacha, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. Or it's like two people to potter. Says the Gemara, Teiku. So let's just see Rashi, and then let's see a Rambam. Says Rashi, Kishnei b'nei adam dam ye'u potter. It's like a case of Shnayim Sha'osu, says Rashi. The Gavin Shlaini Hachavitz Lelech Adam Mokim Hiluchoi. Belanuach, El Rotz Achrov, you, Reuven, you ran after it. The Akvayan Yom Akavit, you intercepted it. Havile Akira Kamaiso, Beloy Hanacha. Interesting lesson, Rashi. It makes it that your original Akira, I mean, as soon as you do an Akira, we freeze that frame. Okay, you did an Akira. You know, once a person throws, if you have individuals who know physics, they would be able to tell you immediately exactly where it's going to land. You need to know what's the wind like, and how fast did he throw it, and how strong, and all these things, and you'll know exactly where that original Akira is destined to land. So that original Akira was destined to land in place A, and now Reuven himself went, and he intercepted it. So therefore, says Rashi, have you Akira Kamaisa, Beloy Hanacha, that original Akira is like an Akira without a Hanacha. And therefore, maybe we will say, in such a case, that you are potter. The Gemara blibes with a Teiku. Fine, so it's not clear. So, yeah.
Sorry, maybe I'll be...
What's wrong?
He's standing outside in the Rosh Hashanah. Where did he get this article from?
Picked it up in the Rosh Hashanah.
So that's the Akira.
Correct.
He's taking it up with the Akira.
Correct.
His throat.
Yeah, but that, it's an Akira without a Hanacha, we're saying. It's an Akira without a Hanacha. It never landed. because he intercepted it. Right?
He picks the ball up in the street, throws it up in the air, and catches it himself. He's made an Akira.
No, but then it didn't go down with Amos. It didn't go down with Amos in that case either. In that case, it didn't.
He's thrown it up higher than Daladamas.
No, but I'm saying it didn't. It has to, you need a distance. It needs to travel Daladamas within the Rishus Rabbim. Let's just mention a Rambam. There's a Rambam in Perek Yudimel, Halacha Tezvah. A very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, Zorak. V'rotz hazorik atzmei achar hachefetz v'kibloi biyadei b'rishus acheres echutz la'arba amas potter ki'ilu nekar acher v'kibloi. Says the Rambam, you are potter in this case. As if someone else did it. She'ena anacha gemura ad she'enoch hachefetz b'mokim she'hoyel loy lanuach boi b'shas akira. So the Rambam writes conclusively potter. Now, our Gemara says is the teiku. So the Magid Mishnah says over here, Rabbeinu Zal Kosev Potter b'makom teiku. Mizeh darkei be'elu hasfekus umuchrachu. Let's just think about this for a second because it's going to come up in many places and it's not so simple. Think about this over here. The Gemara wants to know, did Reuven went ahead and he chucked a ball and there was just a rabbim and off he sprints and he chaps it. The Gemara wants to know, is it like one person doing an akira and he's chayev a carbon chatus, or maybe worse, or let me just finish the shayla, or are we going to say it's like two people who did it, shnayim shasu it is a pter from carbon chatus, this is the more teiku. Now, kishni latzmi, I would have said, okay, it's a teiku. We have a suffix if you're mechayev a carbon chatus. We learned not so long ago in Maseches Krisis that b'makim when you're mesupik, if you're mechayev a carbon chatus, you have to bring an ashim toli. So why would the Rambam write conclusively potter? Because it's like two people who did it. I mean, it's a teiku. We don't, you know, it's not so poshut. And the question is going to be that elsewhere we have other cases in Hilcha Shabbos where the Gemara clears a shayla and the Gemara blives with the teiku and the Rambam says it's a suffik. So sometimes we hear the Magid Mishnah and a few places, I mean, like the Magid Mishnah tells us, he says, this is what the Rambam does in many places. The Rambam says, potter. You know, definitively, conclusively, you're potter. Which would be mashman, no carbon ashram tali. Elsewhere, the Rambam says, it's a suffix. Which does imply that maybe there would be an ashram tali. So it's just worth keeping your eyes open when we look up these halachas in the Rambam, in tekus, to always see, I mean, if it's a shayla of a potential carbon chatas, why would that not be a potential ashram tali situation? So just something which is worth keeping your eyes open for.
Is there
Say again?
Is there
usually, if a person is mesupik, if he's mechuyev a carbon chatas, so then well, that's what we need to try and come up with, because the Magid says that's what the Rambam does in many places, but there are places. There's one place, it's coming up, I think, on the next page, where, or at least that was in the sign next to somewhere on the next page, that the Rambam, it's also a suffix in the Gemara. But there the Ram doesn't see potter, he says Harezu Safik. So, you know, we're going to have to come up with some chilik as to what type of a Safik do we say, potter, and when does the Ram say Harezu Safik?
Which is the chayah?
Well, if it's just a Safik, that would be mashma, you'd be mechayev an ashram tali. Right? That would be mashma, yeah.
The Magid Mishnah was meramis, that there's some raya in the studio why the Ram said potter. He said for the mukha.
Yeah, and he says umuchrachu, but he says v'zed darku be'elu hasfekus umuchrachu in these sfekus. So we just need to come up with what type of sfekus would the Rambam say conclusively potter, and which type of sfekus would the Rambam say selfik? Yeah, just throwing it out there. Okay. I'm sorry.
A mindset on the person
throwing it. No. I don't think it would be dependent if he subsequently changed his mind or not. I don't think so. Okay, let's see. Says the Gemara later. Amrav Abin Amrav Yehonan Hichnes Yad Chatzar Chaveir VeKibel. A person sticks his hand into his friend's chatzar. VeKibel Megishamim. So this is not going to remain the maskana, but in Hamin we think literally he sticks his hand in, the rain falls on his hand, and he's mitzi that drop of rain. or maybe several drops of rain, you need to have a minimum shear, and he's motzi, he's chayiv a carbon chatas. Frag the Gemara, how can that work? Maskiv lo, Reb Zeira, mali yitzina chaver, mali yitzina shamayim, iulei avad akira. But in such a case, the fellow did not do an akira. The shamayim did an akira. The shamayim was moiriv geshem, it went in his hand, he never did an akira. So for him now to just go and walk out, he didn't do an akira. So why would he be mechuyev? Says the Gemara, you're right. Leitema kibel. Don't say he was just merely metabol. Elekolat. Cases like this, the rain is coming down, he goes like that, he hits the drop of rain, and he's metabol it in his other hand. So when he bangs it, that's considered to be as if he did an akira, and then he's mekabel it. That's considered to be anachas, says Rashi, last Rashi, Eima kolat, hashas hagadaitach, kashahay akilu ach yored hika beyade achas, the kiblei bechavrata, the avidlei akira. Case is, I stick my hand into your garden, and it's raining, and I bang a drop of rain from with my right hand, and I bring it to the Rishus Arabim, and I mekabel it to my other hand. Yeah, something like that. So the Gemara says that he banged it. Frag the Gemara, 1 second. V'habayin an akira ma'al gabi makam dalad v'leka. For 1 second. In order to say you've done an akira, like we've said many times, an akira is only an akira as far, insofar as the item was stationary before, to say that I was oikar it from a makam kavua. It was never in a makam kavua to say that it's a bar akira. You're only a bar akira if you're firmly implanted in one place. You know, you're not in one place. Zefrag the Gemara, Amar Rav Chia Breid Rav Hunuk again Shekolat Ma'al Gabi Koisel. So we're kind of going further and further from the original Lashon. He banged it off from a wall, meaning it's on a wall, and he kind of like hit it off the wall. It's on a wall, the wall is a Makam Dalad Al Dalad, and therefore that's the reason why he's going to be Mechuyev. Frag the Gemara Gabi Koisel, Nami V'Holinach. It's got to be stationary. It's got to be in a Makam Dalad, and it's got to be stationary. And at this stage, we think it's a regular vertical wall. If it's a vertical wall and it's coming down the wall, it's not stationary. And if it's not stationary because it's moving, so then vita, it was never stationary or kavua with which to say that it's a barakira because it's moving. Can't be a moving item.
This rain's got no mashmos. I don't understand.
Why not? The Gemara says we're going to get to Bez Hashem in Perek HaMatznia when we're going to get to the shear of. You don't need a shear of ears, and it could be that he went and he scooped.
What?
Say again?
A drop of rain's got no shear.
First of all, we didn't say necessarily a drop of rain. It could be more than a drop, maybe. Whatever the shear of mime you need is what he banged off the wall. So we don't need to get into exactly how much it was, but suffice it to say, he bangs off the requisite shear of rain from the wall, and therefore it's not an issue. But now we're dealing with a different problem, that is, but you need to still show me that A, the mayim is on a makam dalad al dalad, number one, and number two, that it's stationary, because only if it's stationary can you say that he was oikarit. If it's moving, it's not stationary. Well, because we think the wall's like this, and the water is coming down the wall. So what? No, it's a wall. It's a vertical wall. No, so, well, Pashtus, okay, that's a good question. We shouldn't deal with that. We're going to get to later on, I think, on Defches, where if a person is in the Rishus Rabbim and they throw a Dveila Shmena and it sticks on the side of the wall, on the side of a vertical wall, you're chayiv. And that's considered that it's Nachal Gabi Makam Dalad Al Dalad. And it's a Shal Nushanim, either because we just treat this as a Dalad Al Dalad or because we look at the Karka underneath as Dalad Al Dalad, but we're discussing a vertical wall. That's what's over there. So Al Chavanim, Frakli Gemar Kasha, it's Loi Nach. Like Rava said elsewhere in Amadeus, but Koisel Meshupa, in order to answer up something else, Rava said we're speaking about a wall like this. So it's Meshupa, and if it's Meshupa, you could have a situation where it stops. It stops because it's on a slant, and therefore it's no longer actually moving. So just like Rava said in Amadeus, to be Miyashiv Akashi, he said, we're speaking about a Koisel Meshupa. Sachanami, but Koisel Meshupa. So again, the case is, Reuven sticks his hand into someone else's rishus. There is a slanted wall, and he bangs out a volume of mayim, which is enough to be mechayev and makom and chatas. It's on a makom dalad al dalad. It's stationary, and he bangs it out, and that's what we say is chayev. So now the Gemara just says vehechatake itma de Rava. In what case was Rava speaking? Aha, disnan. Hayakira b'sefer al huiskupa. A person was reading a sefer, and Rashi says kol svarim shlehen asuya asuyim kemegillah. All of the svarim were scrolls. So he's reading, he's on an iskupa. The Rishonim say it's an iskupa of a karmelis, meaning he's not on a Rosh Hashayachid. So he's standing on an object. It's a karmelis, for whatever the reason is. It's not a Rosh Hashayachid, it's a karmelis. V'nizgalgal ha-sefer miyadei. And the scroll starts to come down. The din is, g'leyatzloi. He's allowed to roll it back up to him, no problem whatsoever. Well, let's just finish, and then we'll see Rashi. Haya kaira b'reish agad. But if he's on top of Rishus Hayachit, when his galgo has saved from Yodin, and the same thing happens, and then now it's rolling down into Rishus Harabim, and he's on Rishus Hayachit, we say the following. Actually, higia la'asara tfachim. So long as it has yet to reach the first 10 tfachim, which is Rishus Harabim, the first 10 tfachim, so long as it's lemala in a makom patur, the din is goyalai, that's fly, we don't make any type of exera. Whereas mishi gia la'asara tfachim, but once it goes within the area, the airspace of Rishus Harabim, it's lemata miyod, then we say we're concerned. We don't want you to go ahead and roll it back up to you. Also, a case when it falls out of your hand and you actually would take it from the Rishus Harabim and bring it to Rosh Hashayachid, which would be an Issa Yerayis of Achnasa. So therefore we make a Gzeir the Rabbanan if you're standing on a Rosh Hashayachid and it enters the airspace of Rosh Hashayachid, even though you're still holding it, up to a case when it comes out of your hand that you might be tempted to lift it up. So what do you do once it reaches the airspace? Lamatim Yud, Hoifchoy Alaksav. You turn it over so you don't have the Ksav, Mutol Bebizoyen. You turn it over. Says the Gemara, but one second. Vavina, but we asked. Amai hoifchel aksav. Why do you need to do this? What's the problem? What's the issue? The ha lenach. If you have a scroll which is suspended in midair, so what is bechlal the issue? I mean, it's not resting. It's just suspended in the middle of the air. There shouldn't be any issue whatsoever. On that came along Rava. Amar Rava bekoisel meshupa. Rava said we're speaking about a koisel meshupa. So it is nach. So this scroll roll down, and it's on a slanted wall. Now it's considered like it's nach. It's nach, and it's lamata miyud. It happens to be I'm still holding on to it, but otto a case where I wouldn't be holding on to it, they made a gzeir and they said, you're not allowed to roll it back up. The Gemara originally thought, but I'd comment that it's not nach, then there's bachlam al issue. And that rabbi makes two kimta, we're speaking about a case on the shuppa, and therefore it is nach. So before we come back to our sigya, let's just see this Rashi. Rashi says two lines down, Goyle Etzle, Pegbasha de Erevin Mukim La, be Skupas Karmelis, meaning the Rashi is speaking about where it is the threshold of a Karmelis, Gagoyim Gavoya Gimel, Uvarach by Dalad, Verushas Arabim, Averis Lafanov, the Enafu Kuli Miyadi, even if the whole scroll would fall out of his hands, and Umahadrile, and he would bring it back, Mirshus Arabim, the Iskupa, Lav Chiv Chatezika. There's no Isatira. Hilka Hashta, the Reisha, Echad Biyade, the Ein Kanakira, Afira Mishim Shvus, Namile Gaza. They're not going to make a Gzeira Otu, a Chashash de Rabbanan. Whereas, says Rashi, Kira Beresha Gag, Jerushus a Yachid, and his Galgo Seif Miyade, the Reisha Echad Biyade, here we say, Achle Gir, Reisha Tachten, Lassara Tachtenim, Shuavir Rishus Arabim, we say Gaila Yatzlay. Whereas Higiela Yod also le Gaila. Why? The Gazer Rabbana Mishum Shvus, Hecha de Oigde Biyada, when you're still holding on to it, Otu Hecha de Nothing Miyadi Kule. The Le say the Ikechi with your eyes, because if the whole thing falls out of your hand, and then you retrieve it, and you lift it up, from Rabim to Yachid, that's Mamish Nisidir Eis of Achnasa. So, Vos Tutmin, Hecha Yalaksav, you mahapech it and you put on the ksav. Ksavei letzada koisel v'achalak klap rishus harabim shleyei mutol kol kach v'bizayin. And that we said, the ukimta of, it's a koisel mashupa. Fine. So again, coming back to our sugya. Coming back to our stick, we said, what is this case where a person sticks his hand into someone else's rishus and he bangs out some mayim? We said it's speaking about a case where there is a kosel meshupa, there is a certain little pool of mayim on the kosel, which is nach, it's a machan dalad, and he bangs it out off the wall into the rishus rabim, and that's going to be the case that he's going to be mechuyev. And that says the Gemara, one second. Eima da amar Rava. B'sefer da'avidinayich. When did Rava give his answer and say we're speaking about a kosel meshupa? He said it by a scroll, which even on a kosel meshupa it is considered to be properly nach. Whereas mayim mi avidi dinaychi. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says mi avidi dinaychi ela b'davar sheishli toich. It's not properly resting. It might be on a slant. Maybe it might stop for a few seconds, but then, you know, it'll trickle down. It's not really kavua. If there's a proper toich, where mitzad gravity, it's mamish there, it's not going anywhere, that is considered to be nach. But who says that even when in a kosel meshupa, it's considered to be nach? Therefore, we're going to totally change pshat. Elam Rava, you know what the pshat is? Totally different. Kegoin shekolat ma'al gabi guma. What's the case? Someone sticks their hand into their friend's Rishus HaYachid, and there's a little pond. There's a pond, or there's a little pit. There's a guma, and he scoops up some mayim, does an akira, and takes it into the Rishus HaRabim. That's the case. Frankly, Gemara, that's the case. Big deal. What's the chiddush? Pshita. Why would you think that he hasn't done right so? Now the tame mayim al gabi mayim lav hanachu kamash malon. Says Rashi, Maudetema. Again, this Rashi tells us very sharply what we've been saying again and again. Maudetema, lav hainu hanachosan, ditehavi akirosi akira. I might have thought that, remember, you've got mayim al mayim. You've got, I don't know, 50 liters of mayim. And you scoop off, I don't know, whatever amount you scoop off in your hand. The amount which you scoop off, I might have said that mayim, which is al-gabi mayim, was never considered to be resting because it's just all free-flowing and it's moving around. And therefore, its hanacha was never a hanach in the first place that you can say that it's a barakira. Like we've said, it has to be that it was stationary, that it was kavua, it was fixed, to say now, oh, this is subject to a potential akira. So I might have said mayim al-gabi mayim is not considered to be noch, and Mamela, it doesn't pass the whole musik of an akira. Kamashman Zak Rashi, the Hainu Hanachosin, the Akirosin Akira, that Hanacha, Mayim vis-a-vis Mayim, like the way the Rambam puts it, is that we look at the entire body of Mayim as if it's Nachal Gabi Karka. Not only the area which is literally touching the ground, but even the top surface area, it's one body, one indivisible unit of mayim. The whole thing is nachal gabi karka, and therefore even if I take the top surface layer, it's considered like it's nachal gabi karka. So you might have said very intuitively that it's not considered to be nachal gabi karka. Kamash malon, we say that it is. Says the Gemara, v'oz the Rav l'tamei. This is Rav l'shitasei, the Amar Rav mayim al gabi mayim. That is considered the Gamsa Mayim is Nachal Gabi Karka. Whereas Ego is Al Gabi Mayim, Lav Haino Hanachosin. If you have a nut floating on the water and your Oiker, the Ego is not considered to be Nach. It's not considered to be Nach. Says Rava, by Rava, Ego is Bekli, the Kli itself Al Gabi Mayim. You have an Ego is on the Kli. And the Kli is on the Mayim. Salam de Shashayla. Bosa Egois Azlinen. Do you look at the Egois and the Egois vis-a-vis its Kali is considered to be stationary because the Kli is stationary and therefore the Egois itself is considered to be Kavua vis-a-vis its bosses. Do you say that? Bosa Kli Azlinen Vaha Leinai. Sorry, where am I? Bosa Egois Azlinen Vaha Nayach. The Kli Azlin, you look at where the Kli is vis-a-vis the Mayim, the Halinayich, deny it, it's moving. Says the Gemara, Teiku. Again, says the Rambam, Potter. You're Potter. So again, the Rambam says the same thing over here. So that is that. That was Rav Shaila. So Mayim al Gabi Mayim, the whole Mayim is Nachal Gabi Karka. Egoiz al gavi mayim, the egoiz is not nach. Egoiz bekli. And the kli is on the mayim, that is a shayla tzateku, and the Rambam paskins potter. Says the Gemara, shemen shetzaf al gavi yayin. You have shemen shal truma, which is floating on top of a yayin shal truma. And what happens? A tful yoyim. We know that a tful yoyim has the din of a sheni latuma. If it's a sheni latuma, what can you do to truma? You can pass the truma. He can't be metamet to be metamaviter. He can merely be, he can passel it so that this truma is passel. It's tamay, but it doesn't go further. So imagine, if you will, you've got yayin shal truma, and then you've got shemen shal truma above it. Comes on the tful yoyim, and he touches the shemen. So, do we say only the shemen is nifsal? Or do we say, no, it's all one liquid, and therefore the whole thing is nifsal? Says the Gemara, shemen shetzaf al-gabi yayin machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nariva Rabbanan. And we're going to say that ad kama, that it's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nariva and the Rabbanan legabi truma, and what is nifsal, there will be a similar machlekes legabi hilchei Shabbos. So says the Gemara like this, machlekes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nariva Rabbanan, this not. Shemen shetzaf al-gabi yayin. V'nogot ful yayin b'shemen, leipostel elu shemen bilvad. It's considered to be two distinct liquids, and a tful yoyim can only passel, and it doesn't go further. He passels the shemen, amazing thing, this oil has become passel, but it cannot passel the yayin underneath it. Rav Yechon ben Nuri Omer, Shneim Uchubarim Zelazah. It's one continuum, it's one unit, and therefore both of them are going to be passel. If you look at the Rashi over here, Dibra Maschel Le Passel El Shemen Bovad in the Chachamim, the shemen paslehu valetami helakach lepasel leliyayin olenin shabbos nami havi kedaver acher hatzof alamayim. The love haina nachostin shemen is considered to be something separate and something distinct, and therefore it's not, it's on a liquid. It's like the case of ego is on a liquid. So you've got shemen on a liquid, and therefore the shemen is not considered to be nach, and therefore if you be oikah the shemen, it's not considered to be that you're doing an akira according to the Chachamim, whereas according to Biyachem Benuri, you are. Good. Says the Gemara Vaita, Amr Avin, Amr Biloy, Amr Biyachem. Hayaton Eichon Mashkin. Menichnes Vyetzi Kolayim Kulay Eina Chayiv Ad Shiyamit. Very important Gemara. Says Rashi, Hayaton Eichon Mashkin. Rashi says, Mashma, Shalaton Ulakach. So I pick up a chair to take it from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room. I have no intention whatsoever of doing a hayitzah. And misha akar raglav. And once you already start moving to go from one corner to another corner, you say, you know what? Nimlach. Vayatzah. You go out of your house. You go out into the rishus harabim, and then you come back into your house, and you go out, in and out, in and out. That means originally when you were oikah the chayfetz, you didn't have in mind to do a haitzah. You had in mind to rearrange your furniture from this corner of the room to that corner of the room. You change your mind and say, you know what? I fancy like getting a little bit of exercise. I'm going to go and take this couch up and down Golders Green Road and back into my house a dozen times. And that's what you do. Says the Gemara, you're potter. You're potter. Why? Because the original akira was not an akira. L'shem haitzah. Says the, let's just look at the next Rashi. Ein achayev ad sheyamid. V'yachakach yakar ad smay latzeis. Meaning you need to stop in the house. Stop. Be stationary. And then once again say, right, I'm off to Golders Green Road. I'm going to be oikah this chayfetz. That already is an akiras gufay, which we saw last time. Akiras gufay is kakiras chayfetz. That's a different story. If you stop, the akar on the naslat says mechayev avabolei amida lekakira elakira rishena valihi lehoyis on the naslat says v'atera lechiva ela meleches machsheves v'gaminu mimishka and she's kavin lasis amalacha avolei yedesh yushabes hakasav shem lachuzim uteres. But if I go ahead and I pick up a chair with the intention of going one side of the room to the other side of the room, and then I go out into the street, you're going to be potter. If in the middle I say, you know what, I'm going to take this chair out into the road, and I stop, and then I do an akiras gufay, then in such a case one would be chayiv. So let's see this again one more time. We said, Amr Bavin, Amr Bilay, Amr Biyachanan. Ayatona, Ayatona, Mashkim, and Echaz, Yetzikalim, Kulay. Ayna chayiv, Achayamid. Amr Abaya, Vahu, Sha'omud, Lafush. This that we say that an Amida breaks up your original action. My original action is, I'm going to go ahead and do exercise in the house, and I'm going to take this chair 100 times back and forth from corner to corner to corner. If I stop, then it breaks it up. Says Abai, it's only if you stop to rest. If you stop to rest, Ad Kan Akafa Aleph, you've stopped, now it's something new. The Gilead says, but Aval Oymed Lakatef Potter, but if I merely stop just to adjust my grip, that's not considered to be a hefsik of my original action, but rather it's still considered to be a hemshich of my original action. If it's a hemshich of my original action, so then you would still retain the initial patur. So that's what Abai says, Vahusha Amid Lafush. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Mid Amimar, we said, Toyach Dal Amos, if a person is walking in the Rishas Arabim, and they walk within Dal Amos, and they're Amid Lafush, and then they stop, so they walk 3 amas and they stop, even if they end up walking another amah, they're potter, because they stopped to rest. If you stop to rest, that is a hefsik. Whereas if you stop after 3 amas merely a lakatif, to adjust your pack on your back, then you're going to be a chayiv. And so too, chutz ladar amas, let's say a person walks 5 amas, and amud lafush, and after 4 amas they stop to rest, the chayiv. Whereas, if a person stops even after going down Amos, you stop merely to adjust your grip, potter. So you see over here an amazing thing. If a person had in mind to go Mizavis Lazavis, and he was Nimlach, and he went out, he is going to be potter unless he stopped. What type of a stop is considered to be a hefsik? If he stops to rest, but if he merely stops to adjust his pack, that is not considered to be that he has stopped. Says the Gemara, "Maika Mashman Shleil Aisakir Mishal Rishim Lakach." Is that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan? Amr Rabbi Yechanan Chadazim. He already taught this to us once. The Amr of Sound from Amr Bami, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. What did he teach us? Hamafana Chafatz of Mizavis Lazavis. A person is moving items from one corner to another corner. Vinim Lachalei, and he changes his mind. Vayitzion, and he does Vayitzah. Potter. So Rabbi Yechon has already taught us that you need to have in mind the Shas Maisa, Hidini Muchan Mazumin, Lases, Akira, Rishas Yachid, to the Rishas Rabbim. If you had in mind to go in your house back and forth, you're going to be Potter. So he already taught us that. Says the Gemara, you're right. Says the Gemara, Amarayinu, it's really just the Machlekes Amarayim, what exactly Rabbi Yechon said, or it's 2 days as to what Rabbi Yechon taught them. Mar Amar La B'Hai Lishna or Mar Amar La B'Hai Lishna Mark upon him. That is the Yisayid which comes out. One has to have in mind Bishas Maisa that you want to do an Akira from Rosh Hashayachah to go into the Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to if your intention was just to go from place to place the whole time and you change your mind, that's going to be lacking in Melachas Machshavos. Okay, we'll call it here.